You're locked into the only podcast for Maine high school basketball. The biggest names, past and present. It's Big Time Hoops, the podcast, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. We got a big timer. We got Lexi Mittelstadt joining us on tonight's episode. Lexi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. The first thing I want to ask is, you're just coming off it. So graduation, what was graduation like for you? And obviously not the norm. So what was yours like?
It was pretty interesting. We did it at our school. We have a big parking lot, so we kind of did it in shifts. So you got to graduate with a group of your friends. You could have like a group of 10, and then you just drive up to the parking lot and then get your diploma, and then take pictures and then leave.
How difficult was it to make that 10? Like, were feelings hurt? Did some friends' feelings feel left out? That must have been a tough process right there.
There was some drama.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. I mean, it was fine. How do I explain this? In my district, there's a lot of different towns. So a lot of people did it by towns. So I'm from Wilton. So we called it the Wilton crew. And then people from Farmington, they formed their own group called the Farmington crew. So
that was it.
It's kind of easy.
Yeah. So, and was graduation everything you ever pictured it would be growing up? I'm guessing it's something you look forward to, like, oh, high school graduation would have been shit. Can't wait. You know, just everything you thought it would be.
It was everything I thought it would be, definitely.
How about for you, though? Like, the way the school year ended, like, did you enjoy it? Because I've had some of the people on that were seniors this year, too, and some of them liked it. They liked the finishing up the school year from home. Others kind of missed out on
it.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, my last semester, I didn't have many classes anyways. Like, I had a really easy schedule, so I was hardly at school. So it wasn't much different for me, I guess.
Yeah.
I've been ready to just be done high school. So,
were you sleeping in till noon?
I was for a long time, and then I started working. Yeah. So,
and now time to get ready for the next chapter here. So, before we get to where you're going, we're gonna go back. So, you mentioned the town you grew up in, Wilton.
Yeah.
Which makes up Mountain Blue. The schools that go to Mountain Blue. So, for those that aren't familiar with Wilton, Maine, go ahead and paint a little picture of what Wilton.
Oh wow. So, you know the store Bass, like Bass Shoes?
Yeah.
So, like, the first, I guess, warehouse started in Wilton. So, for instance, we went to California a few years ago, and we were just outlet shopping, and we decided to stop at Bass, and then on one of the shirts, it said Wilton, Maine on it.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
It is crazy right
there. So, it's really small, like, tiny.
I got two college teammates that I play ball with that are from Wilton, but they're way before your time. The Russo brothers, you know, Billy Russo. This is from a while. This is like early 2000s, and he was a beast. He was all state. He was probably like one of Mountain Blue's like better players not too long ago. But
I feel like I definitely should know them, or know who they are.
Maybe it's a different town. What other towns make up Mountain Blue? So Farmington, Wilton.
So there's Farmington, Wilton, New Sharon, Industry, Weld. There's more. I think it's 12. Is it 12 different towns? It's quite a bit. Quite a bit of towns.
Because when you look at the map, and Mount Blue being like a Class A school, like, you wouldn't think it because it's all a bunch of little ass schools out there, but it's quite a few schools. So yeah, what was it like growing up for you? Was it athletics? I mean, Wilton's a small little town, right? So
so obviously my brother is older and he played basketball growing up, and my dad also played basketball when he was younger, so that's just kind of how it started for me, I guess. Just watching my brother going to all of his AAU games when he was a kid.
And play other sports too growing up, or just basketball?
So I was a gymnast for 10 years, or around 10 years. And then, which that actually used to be my main sport. Like, gymnastics was my number one. And then I started playing basketball, and I just began to like it more, I guess.
What was your event in gymnastics? What were you really good at?
My favorite was floor. I was definitely the best at floor. Beam was really hard for me. And bars was really fun. Bars are always fun.
If you had to right now, could you go out and mimic your floor routine if someone said, here we go?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, actually, I think I could do my level 5 routine. That was like my favorite. I would just like, I'd be in the kitchen and I would just start doing my routine. Just be anywhere and I would start doing it.
All right. Hey, we gotta make that happen. Someone make this happen. Someone make Lexi get on Instagram or something like that and do her floor routine. It'd be great.
Oh.
Yeah. So when did you start taking basketball seriously? Was it something that you kind of fell in love with it right away, or was it something that kind of grew on you?
It definitely grew on me. I think I became more serious about it in 5th or 6th grade. I started gymnastics really, really young, like 3 years old. So that was like my whole childhood. And then nearing, like when I was getting close to middle school, that's when I started to become more serious about basketball.
So, and being out there in the Farmington area, it's kind of out there. So travel ball and stuff like that, AAU, when did that come into picture? Or like at that age, was it more just like local stuff that you were doing?
I did a lot of local stuff, but I would say I got into AAU actually like in 4th grade. I started traveling to Portland in 4th grade. So I used to play with Yes. Dummy Davis.
How's it with the team way down there? Did you know somebody? Was it
my brother started playing there. I don't really know how they got into that. I just think, you know, basketball around here isn't that competitive. So my parents knew we enjoyed it a lot, and I guess my brother really wanted to get better, and so he decided to travel, and then I watched him and I was like, hey, I kind of want to do that too.
So what's the biggest difference you saw from doing like the local thing? You mentioned how the competition isn't as great, you know, in this area versus what you get exposed to down there. Like how quickly were you exposed to the better talent down there? And like how soon did you realize like, okay, like, you know, if I want to be good, I gotta really work at my craft and start taking things seriously in that regard.
Yeah, I realized right off the bat, I was like, wow, these girls are good. So
you remember anyone in particular like that that you played with at a young age that wound up to be good as well?
Jules. So Julie Colby. I used to play with Firecrackers, but when I first started with Yes, Caroline Smith, Julia Freeman. Wow, this is bringing back a lot of memories. Lauren Jordan, Cecilia Dietrich. I'm blanking now. After this call, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, that's who I played with.
I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Not a bad list right there, though.
No. And growing up, I played with different teams, and I played with a lot of, you know, the big talent. So, yeah.
All right. So coming into high school, what were your expectations once you finally got to the high school level? Like, what's the Mount Blue basketball tradition? Is there a tradition?
Like, what do you mean by tradition?
Like, is it a proud tradition of great players, great teams, tournament runs, winning records, rivalries?
Well, Mount Blue used to be really good in basketball, like both boys and girls. Like they were really good. You know, we had Heather Ernest. She went to UMaine as well. She was a 1,000-point scorer. There were like a lot of good players a long time ago, but
not so much in recent years.
Yeah, the more recent years, we have not been the best. I mean, I've never played in a playoff game, for example. Okay. So.
Which we'll get to, you know, once we start going through the years. Prior to getting to high school, like, were you following the high school program? Were you going to games as a kid? Obviously, probably having a brother ahead of you, you probably went to his games and stuff like that.
Yeah, I grew up watching, you probably don't know these names, but, you know, like Gabby Foy, Amy Hilton, Miranda Nicely. So I watched them growing up, and I was like, oh, my gosh, they're so good. I want to be like them. And so – I looking up to them definitely helped. And my parents made me, like, you know, go to all the summer camps and, you know, see all the games just to see what it was like. And Gavin Kane, I don't know if you know who that is. So he's in the main Hall of Fame, I believe. But he was the high school coach before I was a freshman. And he is amazing. And I started training with him in middle school. And so I think that really helped me prepare.
So coming into high school, what were your realistic expectations? Was I just want to make varsity? Was it I want to, you know, make varsity and start? Was it I want to put up numbers? I want my name in the paper?
Yeah, so I'm a big goals person. Like, I set goals, like, I make sure that I get them. It's just always how I've been. So going into high school, I was like, I want to be a 1,000-point scorer. I want to start right off the bat, make varsity, be the highest scorer my freshman year, contribute as much as I can. So,
and what happened? How many of those goals did you accomplish your freshman year? I'm guessing you didn't hit 1,000 points freshman year. That one probably came a little bit later. But
well, no, 1,000 points throughout high school.
Right.
Now, that'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Throughout high school, I met all of them. So, but
I'm guessing too, like coming in as a freshman, for most people, it's a jump in competition. It's a jump in physicality, speed and stuff like that. Yeah. But in your case, where you've been traveling back and forth, you know, for Portland, for AAU, playing with great talent downstate, maybe the jump wasn't as big of an adjustment as it might be for others who hadn't been exposed to that at a younger age, I'm guessing.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely wasn't as big of a jump as I thought it would be. Because of AAU, AAU is just so much faster, and, you know, there's stronger players, there's more experienced players. So, yeah, it's around the same, but then again, my freshman year, there were some really good players that I played against that were seniors.
Let's talk about that. So, what's the schedule that Mount Blue plays? So, you guys are Class A North, right?
Yeah.
So, you guys play – you guys must have to travel, especially where you're at.
I mean, I think the furthest we traveled was Hamden or Camden. Well, Camden and Hamden. Those were the two furthest.
And Camden, that can't be a short road trip right there. That's got to be at least a couple hours.
Yeah. It's like 2 hours or a little less. Yeah.
So who are some of the other teams on the schedule? You mentioned Camden, Hamden.
So there's like Skowhegan, Messalonsky, Lawrence, Nokomis. Levitt, Coney, Central Maine schools, Gardner.
A lot of teams with some good tradition and a lot of those are a lot of winning programs right there. So you mentioned coming in freshman year, you went up against some really talented players. Who are some of those girls that kind of stand out? You were like, oh, wow, like.
Sophie Holmes from Meso, definitely. And I don't know how to say her last name, but Jordan Jabbar. She was from Waterville. We played Waterville my freshman year, and she was really good too. But Sophie Holmes, I'd say, was definitely the biggest, like, competition, I guess. Like, I remember playing her, and I was like, wow, this girl's good. And I was tiny. I was just like, I was so small my freshman year.
That was my next question. I was wondering what the scouting report on freshman year Lexi was. What kind of player were you, size-wise, skill-wise?
I'd say other teams knew me as a shooter my freshman year. I was mostly an outside shooter. But, yeah, I was tiny. I was really small.
So you mentioned being a goal-oriented person. So obviously freshman year, you met some of your goals. Going into your next year, what were some of the goals you set to get better at and other things to achieve moving forward?
Yeah, so for my sophomore year, my main goal was just to get my points per game up because the seniors that were graduating, they were the other contributors in scoring. So it was like me and the graduating seniors when I was a freshman. So I was like, okay, I need to be scoring more. Because I averaged 10 points a game, I think, my freshman year or around that. So my sophomore year, I was like, all right, I need to up my points per game. And then I just wanted to get stronger, faster. And then just I think my stats, that was a big thing, like up my stats. I wanted to be a better rebounder.
So how did you actually attack your off seasons? Like, would you label yourself as a straight up gym rat? Like, just love being in the gym.
Yeah.
Working on your all around game. Like, nobody needs to be there. Yeah. You can be in a gym by yourself with a basketball and just be in your element. Like, was that how you would describe yourself?
Yeah, for sure. So UMF is right next to my house, and they have, I don't know if you've ever been to UMF.
I've never been to Farmington, and I will tell you why. Yeah. So I've pretty much been to every other college in like college town in the state, but my fourth grade teacher was a mean old lady, and she was from Farmington, and it forever put fear in me to never go to Farmington because of her. So still to this day, I've never been to Farmington. I think it's like the last college that I haven't been to in the state. But
it's a weird place. Yeah, it's it's weird. But yeah, so they have a really nice gym that's available to the public, and there's three courts, a weight room, a pool. It's just really nice. And I call that my second home. Not right now, obviously, because of Corona, but yeah, it's like my second home. I think I averaged like 2 to 3 hours there a day.
It's nice to have, right? Like when I had Ben Sebron, he was the same way. He grew up and he had UMaine Machias to go to. Like growing up, same thing for me. I had UMaine Fort Kent right there. And it's the same thing. Like it's like a free gym to get into with a weight room and just a perfect, place to have, room, especially if you're not in a bigger city. So sophomore year, what'd you get better on? You mentioned that team success wasn't quite there your 4 years, but did you guys get better at all? Did you just get better?
Actually, if I remember correctly, we made a pretty big jump from my freshman year to my sophomore year. Like my freshman year, I think we won less than 5 games or maybe even less than 4 games. And then sophomore year, I think we jumped up to like 8 or so wins. So that was better. Still not the best, but better. And yeah, I got better as an overall player, like in every category. I started to, lift, put on a little weight, and then I just,
The stats go up too?
Yeah, all of my stats went up.
What was the biggest adjustment you had to make, once you started getting to that point where you started to figure it out and teams started paying more attention to you and kind of game planning against you?
So I was just like, I can't be a shooter. I just can't be a shooter because that's too easy to guard. Like if I were to just sit on the wing all game and shoot a three, like that's just too easy to guard. And we graduated our other point guard after my freshman year. So I was like, all right, I'm going to be the guard. I'm going to have to facilitate a lot more. And I knew I needed to add like the driving aspect of things. So I needed to be able to attack the rim more. So that's definitely the big thing that changed for me as a player, that part of things.
Curious too, in the summertime, were you in the camps or was it strictly like AAU or being in the gym by yourself? Like, there's different ways to get better. For some people, it's just playing. Other people, it's actually getting in the gym, getting reps in. Did you do the camp thing as well? Or was it strictly just at your second home?
Honestly, it was all of it. Yeah. So summer basketball, I did that with my school. And then also summertime is big for AAU because that's when a lot of the important tournaments and showcases are. So I did a lot of AAU during the summertime, camps too, and summer basketball. And I always train on my own. So
when did you make the jump to Blue Wave?
Actually, last year.
Okay, so that was a recent thing because you mentioned some of the other programs that you played as well. So what went into that move?
So I basically started my own AAU team my junior year between there with Andrew Morong, the Central Maine coach, CMCC. So I went to his summer camp and I was like, hey, do you want to be an AAU coach? And so he was like, I don't know. And then I convinced him and he's like, all right, you got to get all the players though. So I was like, all right. So it was Julia Colby, me, Maggie Hartnett, Cecilia Dietrich, Jade Smedberg, Hannah Chaput, Chantel Ouellette. Oh my gosh, who else? Me, Maddie Martin. So it was a pretty good team. We were a good team.
How'd you go about taking these players? Because I'm guessing they were playing with other programs. Like, what was your recruiting pitch to get these girls to jump ship?
I was just like, hey, come play. I kind of grew up with all of them too. So I knew Jules and Cecilia and all of them. I knew them from a young age. So I was like, hey, let's start up this team together. Let's get something going. You know, Andrew Morong's a really good coach. So, you know, let's try it out. And then we did, and it was a lot of fun, and we all worked well together. So we did that. And then I just decided to make the jump to Blue Wave because, you know, playing with just one team versus playing with a program is so different just because a program has so many connections. So I knew coming from a small school in Central Maine that I had to get my name out there more versus like a player in Southern Maine.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to do this. So I switched to Blue Wave and it definitely opened up doors for me.
So the team that you had created previously, what was the team name? Did you have any input on that? Did you guys even have a name, or were you just a collection of people from all over Maine?
Called CMB. So we were Central Maine Basketball.
Okay. Did you take credit for the name too? I mean, you put the team together. Did you put the...
No. No, Coach Morong took, he came up with the name.
All right. Once everything's all done, like once your playing days are over, you're going to go back and run your own AAU program since you have experience?
Probably not.
No. Okay.
You know, maybe, you never know, but.
You mentioned making the jump to Blue Wave and kind of it opening doors for you. So in terms of exposure, like when did you start getting more exposure? When did you start getting looked at by some of these schools, and when did Maine come into the picture here?
Going into my junior year, mosty. I had some schools look at me my sophomore year, but it mostly changed going into my junior year. So Maine noticed me through their summer camp. So they do a summer camp in the summer, and that's how it all started.
So before we get to what went into your thought process for making your decision, when did you actually commit? Was it junior or senior year?
Going into my – so last summer. It was – what's today? July 1st. It was like middle of July that I made my decision.
About a year ago.
Yeah. So before, but I kind of knew that. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go back before you made your decision. So coming into junior year, I'm curious what it's like because you mentioned that – didn't have the most team success, but being a great player in your own right, is it frustrating to maybe, you know, get your numbers but not have the team success? Is it frustrating to, you know, have teams kind of team up on you? Like, how did you deal with that? I guess it can't be fun to not always come out on the winning end.
No, it definitely wasn't fun, but I knew that if I were to just show my anger all the time, that wouldn't get us anywhere. Like, it's hard, you know, not winning, obviously, but I just kind of focused on, like, getting the team better, just trying to make strides as a team, seeing what we can improve on and what we can change maybe, so.
Okay. So let's get to the UMaine decision then. We just kind of breezed through junior year, but let's get – because we're coming up on – close to the one-year anniversary. We're in July now.
Yeah, it was my best season, too.
All right, so tell me, why was it your best season? Let's find out that.
So, why was it my best season? I don't know. But I led, I think, was it every category in my conference except for rebounds. So, I was, like, leading scorer my junior year. I led in assists, led in rebounds. Not in rebounds, sorry. Led in steals. So, and threes.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. So, you mentioned leader in steals. And I know some of the better offensive players, they kind of take it easy on defense. Like, do you take defense personally? Like, are you the type of player, like, being a team leader where if someone starts scoring on the team, you're like, I got her?
Oh, yeah. Give me that matchup. That's always me.
All right. So, you like the defensive, the challenge. You don't mind playing a little defense? Okay, it's good to know. Well-rounded right there. So what went into the decision-making with UMaine? You mentioned that you kind of already knew, but I'm curious, what are the schools it came down to, and were you at any point ever really considering any other places?
So no, I was heavily considering Bowdoin. I loved the campus. Obviously a great school for academics, and their basketball team is really good. So I was heavily considering that, but I didn't have as many looks as I wanted. I mean, I had like, you know, 8 to 10 schools that I was really like considering, but I knew that they weren't as good as I knew I could get, I guess. So I toured at Kimball Union Academy, KUA, which is like border of New Hampshire and Vermont. And then it's a prep school. So I was considering going to a prep school for a post-grad year.
But ultimately decided to go UMaine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you the type of person where, you know, you're willing to bet on yourself, you're willing to go someplace and put in the work and know that if you bust your ass and you do all the work, things are going to turn out all right? I'm guessing that's kind of, because it's like you said, you could have gone to some other places, but you want to go play at the highest level, I'm guessing, is what it came down to. And you're kind of betting on yourself to succeed and make that happen.
Yeah, that's definitely how it is. Yeah, for sure. And I just, UMaine, it was the very first school I toured at, actually. And I just felt so comfortable there from the very start.
Doesn't hurt that they're doing really well right now.
It doesn't hurt it either. But they're an amazing it's an amazing program.
How do you think you fit in with the program? Just curious, with the players that are currently there, you think you blend in well? You think you fit in well?
Yeah, the team's awesome. They're all really cool, and there's a lot of diversity too, which I like. It's just people coming from all over the world, which is pretty amazing.
Absolutely. Super diverse.
Yeah.
So we got to get through your senior year here. So let's look back on the year we just had. So you mentioned senior year being your best year. What happened senior year? I'm guessing, once again, great individual success. Maybe the team success didn't quite come.
Yeah, I had a bad ankle injury this fall. It was really, really bad. I was out for a few months, and that really, you know, put on things. The beginning of my season was really tough just coming back, because I got cleared like 2 weeks into the season. So I had no time really to get back into shape and, you know, get a basketball in my hands more consistently. So that was definitely tough. So I just had to jump right in, and, you know, getting my confidence back was tough. But yeah, that's probably the biggest reason was my ankle.
But did accomplish some goals, right? So the 1,000 points happened. That happened senior year or junior year?
Senior.
And you mentioned that you checked off every goal that you had set. What were some of the other goals that you had set way back freshman year that by the time you were done this past year that you were able to check off?
I think a big one was, it's kind of weird, but I wanted to be one of the leading rebounders in the league by my senior year. I think, I don't know why, it was just a big thing for me. Like I don't know. You don't really see a point guard, I guess, leading in rebounds in the league. So I was like top. I think I was top 5, actually. Maybe. Something like that.
And
that
how tall are you? How tall are you, just for the people that are at home wondering?
5'8".
Is that a legit 5'8", or is that what's on the roster that the crowd gets?
It's on the roster, so I'm like a little under 5'8". Yeah. I'm like almost there.
Okay. That's impressive, though, to be one of the league leaders in rebounds at that height. So that was one of your goals. So 1,000 points you checked off. What else was there?
Well, playoffs was the one goal that I did not get, sadly. But other goals, I just wanted to improve each year in some way. I think that was a big thing. Like, you see so many players that they're like great freshman, sophomore year, like up and coming. Wow, they're so good, but they don't get any better after that. And so I didn't want to be that player. Like, my name really started to get out there sophomore year, I think. And so I just wanted to continue to get better in areas that I knew I could you know, get better in.
So another thing you accomplished, I don't know if you set out as it being one of your goals, was McDonald's All-Star, which is pretty cool.
Oh yeah, that, yes, that too. Yeah. So
got to play in that game. How was that weekend for you?
It was so fun. I loved it. It was a lot of fun. It was cool to be with a lot of the girls that I had, you know, grown up playing with. That was pretty cool. And just have us like all come together and play against each other.
So you mentioned that you're a competitor. How competitive were you in the McDonald's game? Or were you pretty laid back for that one?
I mean, it was definitely different than the boys game. Boys game was a lot more serious than the girls game. But I think we all weren't as competitive as we could have been. A lot of us had fun. But, like, I'm a very competitive person, so I still was pretty competitive.
You could have been the one to set the tone. You could have came out there, slapped the floor in a defensive stance, called out. Called out Julia because she missed basketball. Said, I got her.
She was on my team, though.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Well, you could have picked someone on the other team and made that happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I could have done that.
So we mentioned that, you know, graduation's done, school's done. So now it's just killing time until the fall semester kicks up here, hopefully. So those that follow you on social media, obviously been in the gym. So what are you really working on this summer to get ready for the D1 level here?
Being stronger, faster. And I think the biggest thing I've been focusing on is having a consistent shot. So Ben and I actually completely transformed my shot, like completely, like day and night from my last shot, which is awesome. But, you know, it's been difficult, you know, changing your shot, like the shot that you've had always is pretty hard. And
you changed it this off season?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what was it that needed to be changed? What did you guys change with it?
Everything. Yeah. So my shot's just so inconsistent. Like it used to look different every time I shot the ball, which is not good, obviously. So we just changed everything, literally everything.
And where are you at progress wise right now? You feeling comfortable? You back up to 3-point range? Or are you still?
Yeah, we're at 3-point range. 3-point range. We're there. I think I'm finally there. Like getting the shot down. It's just I just got to get in reps. That's all.
Speaking of reps, it's had to have been tough with COVID, and still kind of tough now. I mean, you go where you go to Portland to get workouts in. You go to Bangor to get workouts in.
Yeah, I've put a lot of miles on my car in the past few months. But, no, I shot every day this quarantine, so.
You mentioned Ben, too. When did you guys first link up? When did you start working with Ben?
I'd say a year and a half. It's been a year and a half now.
What's the biggest difference or one thing that, in you know, working out with him, having other people there, something that makes you better that you can't get working out by yourself, you think?
Wow, there's a lot of things. I just feel like he's given me so many moves that, like, people don't even think of. Like, I remember Ben and I, we started working on the pocket dribble when I first started. I don't know if you know what that is. But
I probably don't know by name. If I saw it, I probably know. But I don't know what they call some of these moves nowadays.
Yeah, so that – we started with that move a year and a half ago, and then it really started to get popular like more recently. So I don't know. He's changed everything really. I'm definitely a more confident player when I'm on the court now. You know, I challenge myself, like I'll do things like I'm more creative, I guess is the right terminology. I'm much more creative than I used to be. I have a lot more on my bag. There we go.
That's a good thing to have right there.
Yeah.
One thing, too, that he had talked about just recently he put up there was, you know, people treating girls like they treat boys. Like, don't treat girls differently because they're just a girl. And also, you know, if we anyone who follows Ben, we see you go head-to-head with the boys all the time. Like,
yeah.
Would you say going against the boys makes you better?
Hands down, I've been playing against boys growing up. So I've always played it with my brother. He's a pain in the ass to play against. So it's kind of helped me with like my mentality, just being able to push myself. I'm definitely, you know, more mentally tough because of it. And because there's not a lot of competition around here, I actually play at UMF with a lot of the boys too. So that's helped me a ton.
There we go. What else you got planned between now and fall semester? What else is on the books here? Just getting better? Anything fun planned for the summer? I don't know what I don't know how much fun you can have right now, but what's going on between now and September?
Good question. I mean, it's hard to tell, but just hanging out with friends, I think, before we all go to college. But definitely a lot of basketball. I mean, that's literally been my life for the past 3 months.
Yeah. When do you got to be out at in Orno to get things going here? You guys got to go early?
Yeah, it's not 100% finalized, but I'm pretty sure very beginning of August.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we get up out of here, I always like to just do some random questions, just touching some random things and just see what we can come up with. So for those that follow you on social media, you got a solid shoe game. So what do you have in the closet that are some of your prized possessions footwear-wise? Because you got some good stuff. You got some good gems.
Yeah, I like shoes. Yeezys. I like my Yeezys. I have my Jordans, like the ones. Those are nice, the multicolored ones. I like those a lot too. I creased those, so that kind of made me upset. I'm an Air Max girl, so I have, I'd say, 15 pairs of Air Maxes. Yeah, that's my favorite shoe. There's just so many shoes. Like, there's just so many pairs of Air Maxes. And
there's nothing wrong with that. I think sneakers are the best piece of fashion you can own. Like, if you're going to have a lot of stuff in your closet, have a lot of shoes. It's the way to go. Yeah,
exactly. It's my favorite thing.
How about for on the court? What were you playing in this year? And what's your favorite pair of kicks to hoop in?
Ooh. So for the past, I'd say, 2 or 3 years, I've been in LeBron's. And then I got my ankle injury, and I was like, okay, nope, I'm done with those. So now I'm in Curry's, but I think I'm going to get Paul George's and try those out and see how I like them.
All right. How about looking back on your 4 years of high school, where was your favorite gym to go into and play? Like, which opposing gym was just your favorite one?
That's a good question. Wow, my favorite gym to play in. This is going to sound so weird, but Spruce Mountain.
Okay. What was it about Spruce Mountain?
It's a dome. So I just love the dome. It's so cool. And it's like they have like the rubbery type floor. Like, it's not a wood floor. They're redoing it this summer, though, which is sad. But it's so cool.
Shout out to Spruce Mountain. That's the first time Spruce Mountain's been mentioned on the podcast. What was the other one I had? Oh, yeah. So you got your 1,000 point. Well, what was it on? Was it on the jumper or a free throw? I remember Ben posted the video, but I can't remember off the top of my head now.
Free throw.
Yeah. All right. So if you could have had your 1,000 point any other way besides a free throw, how would you have gotten it and who would you have gotten it on? And it could be anybody. It doesn't necessarily need to be an opponent you played against. If you could have scored your 1,000 point on anybody, who would it have been and how?
Wow. That's a tough question.
Hard-hitting questions on Big Time.
Yeah, wow. Really put me on the spot here. So, like, any team that I played against?
Yeah. It could be how about an actual individual player? It doesn't even need to be someone that you actually played against, like, in regular season. If you could have scored your 1,000 point on anybody.
Anybody. Wow. this is tough. I got to think about this.
We can circle back around to it if you want more time for that.
Sarah Talon. There we go.
Okay. Why Sarah?
I just think that'd be so funny.
Okay. There you go. Shots fired at Sarah right there.
No.
How about looking back on your high school career? What's like the one moment or game or possession or player that stands out the most when you look back on your 4 years?
That's a tough one too. maybe my junior year, we played Camden, and it was like really, really close. And it was like the last minute of the last two minutes of the game. Me and one of my other teammates, we just like scored 15 or 20 points just between the two of us. And it was just a crazy feeling. I remember that. And we ended up winning by just a few points. And it was like a big game for us too.
That's the one. That's the one right there.
Yeah, that's the one. I don't know. It's random, but I mean, I guess that'd be like a game. A moment would probably be, I had a half court buzzer beater against Brewer.
To win the game?
No, not to win the game. It was like halftime. It was going into halftime, but that was pretty fun.
Okay. How about, we talked about all the girls you kind of grew up playing with and, you know, from all over the state, and you play with a lot of them in the McDonald's game. If you could take four girls with you to UMaine, we wanted to keep these girls home, right?
Oh.
Everyone's leaving the state. Let's keep them home. Who are the four girls you're going to bring with you to UMaine?
In my class, the senior class.
Yeah, let's just go senior class just to make it interesting.
Jules. So Jules. Maggie Whitmore, Brooke Obar. That's four. Oh, we don't even have kind of have a post. Who else would I do? Hannah Talon.
You should have just recruited them like you did with the Central Maine basketball team. You should have just made that phone call and got them all to go with you.
Yeah. I mean, and also my Blue Wave team, I had a lot of fun with them. We're really good. So,
yeah. So you mentioned Blue Wave and obviously all done playing with them. How involved do you think you'll be moving forward? Is that still your family? Is that always still going to be there?
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to always be one of my favorite teams. Yeah, we were really good. Yeah. I think that actually might go down as my favorite team.
The Blue Wave team.
Yeah. Adding Sarah onto it, of course, yeah.
So, another fashion question for you. The headband, right?
So, oh my, yes.
when do you wear the headband every game? What goes into the decision process? What color do you go with? Like, what? How much effort and time goes into the headband? Does it only come out when you're serious? Does it come out at all times? Like, let's talk about the headband.
Well, this is kind of sad because I had to retire the headband that I've worn in every single game since sixth grade this past year. So that was kind of sad. Every
what
home game.
What happened to it?
It needed to be retired. Okay. So yeah, I've worn a headband every single game since sixth grade.
You're going to bring it with you to UMaine? You're going to keep it alive?
Yeah, I have to. It's my thing.
Okay. And then also sticking to kind of fashion somewhat. So you guys wore Adidas at Mount Blue, right?
Yes. Yeah, we wore Adidas.
And now you're going to UMaine, which is, I think, New Balance. Is there going to be a conflict of interest there? Are you okay? Like, are you like sold on one brand? Are you open to the whole New Balance thing?
I'm open to the Balance thing. All right. For sure. Yeah.
Just want to make sure there's no issues when you get there. Lastly, since you're going to UMaine, I'm right here in Bangor. I used to have courtside tickets to the Black Bears home games. Then they got really, really good. Prices went up and I couldn't afford it anymore. If you have tickets to give out, can
all right.
Because I need tickets for home games because I want to go back and watch UMaine women's basketball.
Yes, I can figure out a way. Yes, I will hook you up.
Because I think you get like 5 tickets per game or something like that. It's like you get tickets.
Yep. Yeah. I'll. Yeah, for sure.
Perfect.
Just remind me and just tell me what game and we'll figure something out.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. I like that. Making connections here on Big Time.
Yes.
And then lastly, so you mentioned that you're a Big Time goal-oriented. Realistic goals that you've set going into UMaine, what do you have on the list?
The biggest one is being on scholarship. So I'm going in as a walk-on, so I want to be on scholarship. So that's definitely it. I also want to win a championship. as a team. Like, that'd just be insane. I've never even, you know what? I think the first one before that, you know, make a playoff game.
You got to get there first before you can win a championship.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just want to be a contributor.
And, I mean, you're coming into a good team. You guys have Blanca coming back and whole bunch of other people. So it should be a fun season if things get back to normal here. So,
yeah.
And I just thought of one more question. This is last question that I have. But if you could speak on just how much talent there is in Maine. You know, like, a lot of times I feel like girls basketball gets slept on, but there's so much talent right here at home. Yeah. And it's been like that for a long time. And I feel like it doesn't get the respect that it's due. So it if you could just speak to the talent and just speak to the people that are coming up behind you, like, does the future look bright as well?
Yeah. I mean, you got JC Christopher, Sarah, Lizzie Gruber, Sierra Carson. You have like insane players. The state has some really amazing girls players. And I think that we're definitely slept on. You know, I think that I'm going to be honest here. I think girls basketball in Maine is better than boys basketball in Maine.
Without question. I mean, look at the players that have come out of here.
Yeah. And I mean, think about like the seniors from last year and where they're at now. So yeah, we're far ahead of boys. And I think
I mean, we got girls that are not only, you know, it's not just the D1 level, they're at D2, D3, like everywhere they go, but like at wherever they go, like they're not just on the team, like they're all conference, they're getting awards.
Yeah. Like we're hearing their name for years.
Yeah, so I agree. Maine girls high school basketball, people, respect it, check it out, it's great.
Respect it, yes.
So
I mean, yeah, nobody goes to watch girls basketball games, and it sucks. Like, I get it, it's how every, you know, it's how it is in sports, but like, it's just annoying.
It is. I agree. I couldn't agree more. I've always loved the women's game, whether it's WNBA, college, high school. So, folks, you heard it. Go out and check it out. We got a lot of talented girls here, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. So, Lexi, before we get up out of here, is there anything you want to say to the people? Anything controversial you want to say to get me some ratings or anything at all? Anything you want to suggest to the people, like a quarantine hobby you picked up on that you want to share to the people? Anything you want to give out to the people before we leave?
Just like, not to be cliche, but don't use this as a time to just sit on your butt and watch Netflix and eat food, you know? Like, I think there's, like, even though there's nothing to do, there's still so much to do now that we have nothing to do. I mean, it's easy. Like, there's so many things that we can do outdoors. So I just think that if it continues, because we can't predict how long it's going to last, I just think people should be more motivated to get out and do stuff.
I feel like I've been more busy during quarantine than ever before.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any time of the day right now in quarantine. But.
Yeah.
And then also one more thing before we get up out of here, but, you mentioned like getting out and doing things and seeing the state. What's one thing people could check out in your neck of the woods if they wanted to go for like a nice hike, nice little lake? We got anything out there?
Quite a few places to hike around here. We have Bald Mountain and Weld, which is like 25-ish minutes from my house. And it's a really nice hike, really pretty view. So Bald Mountain, very nice. We have some nice lakes around here. There's like a lake 30 seconds from my house, pretty much. Wilson Lake. Clearwater Lake. It's near Farmington. So, yeah.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Good spot. Go explore.
Farmington isn't as bad, but it's not as bad as everyone thinks.
Right. I still got to make my way out there. I got to put aside my childhood fears from my fourth grade teacher and make my way out there at some point. So
go watch UMF basketball this year. Yeah, boys are going to be good.
They're going to be good. Bunch of homegrown talent.
Yeah.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of last questions. I'm out of one more last questions for Lexi. So thank you for watching another episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. Make sure to check out all of our previous episodes on YouTube, Facebook, got stuff on Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, pretty much you name it, it's out there. So thank you to Lexi. Thank you for watching.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We'll see you next week with another big time episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast.